T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour two of three on the Chris and Amy show. We mentioned the hurricane that came through Jamaica. We knew about it. The buildup leading to it was that it was going to be one of the worst storms that we have seen, potentially the worst storm to ever go through Jamaica, the worst storm that developed on the planet in 2025. To talk more about that with us and what the actual end result was ended up being is AccuWeather meteorologist Alex Da Silva, who joins us now on KMOX. Alex, we appreciate your time today. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Alex, with this storm, which I know, I believe has been brought down to a Category 2 storm as it hits Cuba, which I do want to get to. But first, was this storm that Category 5 full force when it hit Cuba Jamaica yesterday?
Yeah, and indeed it was. It was sustained winds of 185 miles per hour, which ties it for the second strongest storm ever in the Atlantic Basin. The record is Hurricane Allen at 190 miles per hour, so it was about 5 miles an hour short of the all-time record in the Atlantic. And then if we look at atmospheric pressure, it had 892 millibars of atmospheric pressure, and that is third on the list for the all-time record in the Atlantic Basin. So this was a top three storm in the Atlantic Basin when it made landfall there in western Jamaica, and then it crossed the channel between Jamaica and Cuba and then made landfall this morning as a Category 3 hurricane in eastern Jamaica earlier.
So just from a real-world perspective, not everybody listening knows what you mean when you talk about millibars and pressure and all of that. What does that then feel like on the ground, or how does that manifest on the ground?
Yeah, that's a great question. I always like to think of it as if you are driving up a mountain, right? You're kind of driving up a mountain, and then all of a sudden your ears start to pop because of the pressure changes. So that's essentially what's going on in the middle of a hurricane. The lowest pressure is at the middle of the hurricane, right in the center of the eye. And, you know, if you were in the eye, conditions would be calm, relatively speaking, because all the bad weather is in the eye wall, but your ears would pop almost as if you were coming up or down a mountain because of those pressure changes that are in the middle of the hurricane.
Here in St. Louis, the city suffered an EF3 tornado that struck the city back in May, and it was just devastating. But so many people in the path of that tornado mentioned their ears popping, their heads feeling like they were going to explode as that tornado was over them. I imagine that's that same thing, like the hurricane pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Tornadoes can produce some low pressures as well, on a much smaller scale, of course, compared to a hurricane. But yeah, it would be similar to that, where your ears would pop, if you were around the center of the hurricane.
They were seeing reports that 3/4 of Jamaica is without power. The western half of the country hit the hardest. A lot of blocked roads, communication outages, obviously. what do we know so far of the extent of the damage or casualties?
Yeah, the good news is the weather is cooperating this morning. The winds have substantially died down and most of the rain has moved out. So that is certainly going to be good news for rescue and recovery efforts during the day today. So good news there. But the communication issues are still going to be continuing probably for the foreseeable future. So getting images out of Western Jamaica have been slow so far. We've seen some come in this morning, and the damage is absolutely catastrophic. Mm-hmm. Even though the storm made landfall in a fairly low populated area, the storm still did move inland, and the eye wall still passed over the western portion, or the western eye wall, rather, still did hit Montego Bay, which is a big tourist spot there in Jamaica. So a lot of folks did get impacted, unfortunately, and I think it's going to be days to weeks until we really know the scope of the true damage in western Jamaica.
Sometimes the most devastating aspect is the water and not the wind, that there is flooding. How bad was the flooding there, and how long does it take for something like that to subside so that people can get through and rescue operations can start?
Yeah, I mean, the storm surge where the storm actually made landfall was likely between 10 to 15 feet, if not a little bit more, right where the eye made landfall. So that water just came straight inland into whatever structures were there. And then in terms of the rainfall, we've been talking about it for days, how slow the storm was moving at the time. We haven't gotten any really official reports in for rain yet, but I imagine, we were probably measuring the rainfall in feet there. We were calling for between 1 to 3 feet of rain across Jamaica. So that flooding rain is going to take a very long time to subside. I've seen some pictures of water up, over car height in some areas around the western portion of Jamaica. So we're concerned about that and mudslides as well. There were likely many, many mudslides, as Jamaica is an extremely mountainous country, and then all of that water runs down those mountains and causes the mudslides. So unfortunately, it's likely to take weeks, if not months. I mean, we remember back in the United States to Helene, which hit, of course, the southern Appalachians experienced all that devastating flooding. There's some regions there that are still recovering to this day, and that's, a year after the event. Jamaica doesn't have necessarily the same infrastructure as the United States. So for them, it's likely to take years potentially in some areas to fully recover from this storm.
Mm. Well, you open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, and just getting an update now from CNN that just as of a few minutes ago, Melissa passed over the northern coast of Cuba and entered the Atlantic Ocean for the first time, is still a Category 2 hurricane and is headed toward the Bahamas. What do we know or what can we expect of the strength of the storm when it hits the Bahamas, and what kind of damage a Category 2 could, how that could impact the islands?
Yeah, so the Bahamas are built pretty well just because of where they're located, you know, dealing with hurricanes. But this is still going to bring down trees, power lines, stuff like that. Category 2 winds are still extremely strong, so I would still expect there to be some damage there in the Bahamas, as well as a 3 to 6 foot storm surge into the Bahamas. So we will be seeing some storm surge flooding, some damaging winds as well, shingles probably coming off of houses, stuff like that, as well as some flooding rain as well. So, of course, the damage will not be as extensive as what we saw in western Jamaica and eastern Cuba, but we're still likely to see a lot of issues in the southern Bahamas and in the Turks and Caicos throughout the day today. The storm moves past tonight, so I think after tonight the storm should be clear of the Bahamas, and then the next stop will be tomorrow night, coming by Bermuda to the west tomorrow night.
August, September, October, usually known as pretty heavy hurricane months. So do we expect that we could get more storms like this as we go into November, maybe beyond that, or are we about done for the year, you think?
I think we could still see maybe one or two. I mean, the hurricane season, of course, goes through the end of November. But those water temperatures are still awfully warm, especially in the western Caribbean. So I think there's a chance that we could see one, maybe two more storms. Hopefully they don't move towards the United States. But typically in November, there's that opportunity a little bit closer to the United States to see some development. Last year we actually saw 3 named storms. Don't necessarily think we'll see that many this year, but we definitely want people to at least be paying attention to the tropics. Those waters are still warm and the season's not over yet.
Well, we will continue to wait for the updates coming out of Jamaica. You mentioned the flooding, the winds. We know that passed over. But now that the worst part is over, as far as the storm itself, are there any repercussions in the sense that, well, whether it's a meteorological element or a natural element that actually compounds the situation. Do you know what I mean? Not just infrastructure, but certain natural repercussions because of the flooding or what it could affect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean, the problem is you can have a lot of mold issues and stuff like that. So sometimes that can take weeks and weeks in these areas that, you know, buildings flooded and stuff like that. Of course, we saw that, you know, most famously in Hurricane Katrina, where, you know, businesses, you know, had so much water that there was, you know, and these are tropical areas, so it's warm. It's not cold in these areas. So, you know, the heat can, you know, aid in mold growth and stuff like that. So mosquitoes, you know, there could be more mosquitoes right in the standing water, you know, stuff like that. So there are repercussions when it comes to stuff like that. You know, there's probably going to be a lot of mold issues for weeks and months to come. You know, the mosquito population is likely to go up in some areas just due to the fact that the standing water, they like to lay their eggs in the more standing water. So there can be repercussions, especially due to excess standing water.
AccuWeather meteorologist Alex DeSilva, we thank you for talking this over with us today and appreciate your coverage.
Thank you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.